Good morning once more. Blessed be Jesus. The joy of our Lord is our strength, and we glory in that joy. I want you to know that you should preserve the joy of the Lord. You should guard it with all your strength, because if you guard the joy of the Lord in your life, in your heart, you have guarded the strength that come from God, and the strength that come from God is the glory of God. We are looking at the marks of a true apostle by comparing those of the false apostles. Chapter 10, chapter 11, 12, and 13, Paul is talking about himself. And he's giving his five marks that distinguishes him as a true apostle. It's good for you to realize that if you want to know the tree, you look at the fruit. And Paul is giving the fruit. From the outside, from the wearing, the people wear, the clothing, the way the people speaks, you may not be able to distinguish who is who, because all of them, false and true apostles, speak almost the same. But it's until when you see their act, when you see their fruit. Jesus said that you know the fruit, you know the tree by the fruit. So Paul is giving the marks of a true apostles. In the book of Galatians, Paul had already challenged the church not to give him more trouble because he bear the marks of Christ. So the first mark of an apostle that Paul gave, and what that was chapter 10, was about the authority. And he said, the authority that God has given me is not to destroy you, but to build you up. And that authority is a delegated authority. I don't have absolute authority. And that authority can be seen when I'm in person and can also be expressed when I send a letter. So expressing this authority, but it carries the same weight, it does the same assignment. It's good for us to realize that we bear the authority of Jesus. We have the permission of Jesus Christ that whatever we are doing because Christ has given us. But we don't need to boast about it. Paul says, if I should boast, I should boast because of the Lord. But we found ourselves, Paul was pushed into boasting, into self-praise, not because he wanted to, but as a way of doing apologetics. Apologetics is to defend the faith, so that he could first bring himself to the category, to the level of those first apostles, so that he compares with them and tells them, look, I have defeated you in authority and in many things in this level, so that he comes to their level and he helps them to understand, because false people may not be able to understand logic sometimes. The Bible says in Proverbs, you answer a fool by his foolishness. And the other part of Proverbs says, do not answer the fool by his foolishness. So it depends on the context. Sometimes we answer the fool in their foolishness. Sometimes you do not answer a fool in their foolishness, because people might not know the difference. So Paul talks about authority. The second mark is the conduct. Is the conduct. Conduct is the way you do things, is the way you express yourself in the lives of others. Conduct is what you speak about. Conduct is about the recognition. Conduct is about, do you take credit of what you have done, or do you give Christ credit? So Paul will be speaking a little about his conduct. while he was with his church. Now, chapter 11 as the second mark of a true apostle, comparing with the false apostle, is the conduct. Let's see how Paul conducted himself in relation to the people, in relation to the false apostles, in relation to God, in relation to himself, in relation to outsiders. How did he conduct himself? How did he carry himself out? You see, as a true apostle, there's a way, there's a decor, there's a way you conduct yourself. As a man of God, as a woman of God, there are things that you don't talk. There's some character that you possess, that you express. There's some areas that you don't talk, not because you have no word to talk, but because you want to preserve Christ. There are some times you allow Christ to talk, but there are some times you even refuse to receive money from some people as a conduct, because by so doing, they might think that they are paying for the gospel. So these are the conduct we want to look at as Paul was able to really take them through this. But we also want to compare with the conduct of the false apostles. Of course, we've discovered that the false apostles, they also have their own conduct. They also use a curriculum to, they also use some way of praising themselves. And we want to see how Paul compared this. Earlier on, in 2 Corinthians 10, 17 to 18, Paul had said, if you boast, boast in the Lord. Boast because you have known the Lord. Do not boast about many things. But Paul sometimes will be found boasting, as I said, to bring sense to them. So Paul says in chapter 11, and talks, let's just look at the first 15 verses. I hope you put up with me a little more of my foolishness. Please bear with me, for I'm jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. But I don't consider myself inferior in any way to those super apostles who teach such things. Now, Paul here is talking to them about his fear as an apostle, because of the way they have accommodated the false apostles. They have a very wrong conduct. And he's saying, your conduct is not good because you are changing to another one. The false prophets are distinguished in three things. Number one, they preach a different Jesus. The Jesus they talk about is not the Jesus we know in the scripture. Number two, they talk about a different spirit, a different spirit of the Jesus they have. Who is the different spirit of God? And number three, they talk about a different gospel. So it would be good for us to realize that those false teachers preaching different Jesus, they uphold different spirit, kind of spirit than the one you received, and They have a different gospel than the one you believed. So Paul says, these apostles have got this kind of conduct. They keep on changing the foundations. That's the foundation. Paul is saying, I'm afraid. I spoke to you. I proposed to you to a pure bride, as a pure bride, to only one husband, who is Jesus Christ, the true Jesus Christ. But I'm afraid that you are being pulled out by accommodating those super apostles. So Paul says, that is wrong. Then he says, I do not consider myself inferior to any of those super apostles who teach those different Jesus, different spirit, different gospel. He says, I may be unskilled as a speaker, but I'm not lacking in knowledge. Look at his conduct. He's knowledgeable. He's knowledgeable. He may not have so much skills. Skills are building. But he's knowledgeable about the true gospel, knowledgeable about the true Jesus, knowledgeable about the true Spirit of God. So he said, we have made this very clear to you in every possible way. Then he now comes to some practical conduct among them. He says, was I wrong when I humbled myself and honored you by preaching God's good news to you without expecting anything in return? Now he starts talking about his conduct with them. That when he preached the gospel, God's good news to them, he did not expect any return. He did not expect to be paid by them. It's not wrong to be paid. It's not wrong to be appreciated by the church. In fact, he says that I robbed other churches by accepting their contribution so I could serve you at no cost. So Paul is not saying it's wrong to accept contribution from other brothers for his upkeep. No. But he says, I did not accept anything. Yes, one of my conduct is that I refused any of your coin. Can you imagine? He never accepted any coin from the Corinthians. Why? Because he wanted to make sure that they know the difference between the true apostles and the false apostles. The false apostles were exhibiting and pressurizing them to be paid. So if Paul would have accepted it, they would not have known the difference. But Paul wanted them to know the difference between the true apostle and the false apostle. So he refused, and he, in quotes, robbed other churches by accepting a contribution from them so that he preached to them without no cost. That is one of the conducts. And it is very important. Remember a man of God called Elisha. When Naaman was healed, Elisha refused a contribution, a gift from Naaman. Because should he have accepted a contribution from Naaman, Naaman would have gone home thinking he paid for his healing. So there are times you know when to receive a contribution from people, when you know when not to receive. So Paul said, one of my conduct is that I did not accept any of your contribution. I, in quotes, robbed other churches to minister to you without any cost. And when I was with you and didn't have enough to live on, I didn't become a financial burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia brought me all that I needed. I have never been a burden to you, and I'll never be. Now, this is his conduct, the conduct of not being a burden. Even when he was in need, when he needed financial breakthrough, he did not become a burden. He knew they were a rich church. In fact, he has been talking about to them to contribute to the church at Jerusalem. He's speaking about that, but not for himself, so that they will not mistake him as a false prophet. He wanted to make sure that he's a different prophet than the false prophets. Yeah. So his conduct was different, and he refused any contribution. The brothers in Macedonia are the one who brought help to him so that he would not become a burden to them. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, no one in all of Greece will ever stop me from boasting about this. So for him, that was a cause of boasting. Paul, what is kind of boasting? Boasting that I have not robbed you of anything. Others were robbing, but he was boasting of this. And he said, I cannot stop that. Why? Because I didn't love you. God knows I do. But I will continue doing what I have always done. This will undercut those who are looking for an opportunity to boast that their work is just like us. You see, the reason why he's doing this is so that he can undercut. To undercut means that he can be able to expose. He can be able to cut the current to make sure that those who apostles who want to appear like Apostle Paul will be exposed. They won't take an opportunity that they are all apostles. But Paul is saying there's a difference. One of the things about false heresies and false teachers is that they do not want to be exposed. They want to run underground. They want to be secret society. But one of the things I want you to know as a true apostle is that expose them. Look for a way to expose them and to distance yourself from them. Refuse some things they're doing so that people can know the difference. Not only speaking about that, even some action, some conduct. Not only about the authority that you use to rebuke them, but also your conduct that shows that you're different from them. So your behavior. Then he says, as I finish, those people are false apostles. They are deceived workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But I am not surprised, even Satan disguised or masqueraded himself as an apostle of light. So it is no wonder that his servant also disguised themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deeds deserve. He talks about the end of those false teachers, but here, one of the key things he's talking about is as false teachers want to disguise themselves. They do not want to be known. They do not want people to know the power and authority they are using. You can expose them. Number one, the first mark is by the authority God has given you. And the second mark is by conduct, being different, acting different, not doing what they're doing in Jesus' name. Father, give us a different conduct from those false teachers. In Jesus' name.